Welcome back to the LifePoint DriveCast. My name is Matthew, and I serve as the teaching pastor at our Westerville campus. And this past Sunday, we were in week two of our teaching series called I Have Questions. And we looked at what I think is one of the most difficult things in the Bible to reconcile, which is God's sovereignty and our human responsibility. And we looked at a story from Exodus where I think we really see both of these aspects, God's sovereignty and our responsibility, our decision-making on full display. And the book of Exodus, God comes to Moses and raises him up to send him back to Egypt to deliver his people out of slavery. And as he's getting ready to commission Moses to return, God says this in Exodus chapter 3. He says, "But I know that the king of Egypt will not let you go unless a mighty hand compels him. So I will stretch out my hand and strike the Egyptians with all the wonders that I will perform among them. After that, he will let you go." So even before Moses went back to Egypt, God knew how Pharaoh would respond, that Pharaoh would reject God's word and that he would continue to keep God's people captive unless God intervened and acted in a mighty way. But then shortly after, in Exodus chapter 4, God then says this to Moses. He says, "When you return to Egypt, see that you perform before Pharaoh all the wonders I have given you with the power to do. But I will harden his heart so that he will not let the people go." God knows what Pharaoh will do. He knows that he won't let his people go. And so God tells Moses that he is going to harden Pharaoh's heart. And so the question becomes, is God the one responsible for Pharaoh's rebellion all the way from the very beginning? Or is Pharaoh responsible for his own decision making? Well, we begin to see this back and forth throughout this story, as God sends plagues and signs against the nation of Egypt and against Pharaoh. Some of the times we're told that Pharaoh hardened his own heart, that Pharaoh rejected God. And then other times we're told that God hardened Pharaoh's heart. And what we see from this passage is that Pharaoh was responsible for his own decision-making. He had the ability to choose and reject the Lord. And when he was given the opportunity to obey, he hardened his heart against God. But God was also completely sovereign and control at all times. None of this caught God by surprise. He knew how it would all play out. And God used Pharaoh's rebellion, God used Pharaoh's disobedience to accomplish his purposes in the world. So yes, God is completely sovereign, but at the same time, we are responsible for our own decisions. These two truths, they don't compete with one another, they don't contradict one another, they actually complement one another. They give us a greater understanding of who God is and who we are as people. And one of the takeaways that we talk through in response to this story is that when it comes to God's sovereignty and our human responsibility, this is a mystery to embrace, not a problem to solve. You know, when I was in college and in my early 20s, I had to be able to make sense of everything. I wasn't okay having unanswered questions or having unresolved tensions. I needed to fully understand God and how God worked. And so I would try to boil God down to 5 simple points that I could understand, or try to create this formula to explain how God operates in the world. And I wanted God to fit within this neat little box that I created and that I could understand. But as I've gotten older and as I've matured in my faith, I've learned to be okay not fully understanding everything. I've become okay with the fact that God is outside of my ability to completely comprehend. And it's not that I've checked my brain at the door and I just have blind faith now. It's not that I've stopped asking tough questions and thinking deeply about these things, but I've learned to embrace the tension. I've learned to embrace the mystery, recognizing that he is God, he is infinite, and I'm not. I love what Isaiah chapter 55 says. For my thoughts, this is God speaking, are not your thoughts. Neither are your ways my ways, declares the Lord. As the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts higher than your thoughts. This is a mystery that we embrace, not a problem that we solve. And we can have peace knowing that God is fully sovereign, that God is fully in control, but at the same time knowing that our decisions matter and our actions have consequences. The way we live our life has implications for our life here on earth and also for eternity. And so I want to take a moment to pray for us and then give you an opportunity to pray as well. And so God, we thank you for the truth of your word, for this story that just reveals the truth, God, that you are completely in control. Lord, you are sovereign. Nothing takes you by surprise. You are using even the evil things, the disobedient things in this world to accomplish your purposes. Nothing will stand in the way of what you desire to accomplish. But at the same time, God, we recognize that we have responsibility. God, we can make decisions. Our choices have consequences. So God, help us to walk in obedience. God, to not be like Pharaoh and harden our heart against you and your word and your truth. But Lord, we would respond to it, we would receive it, and that it would take root in our heart. So Father, we love you, and we pray and ask all of this in the name of your son, Jesus. Amen.